Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey, this is Graham Langford, and I have a number of tips that I'd like to suggest to you for use in the Mail app. I am using an iPod Touch just for this demonstration, and it's already open in a message. And across the bottom are the various links that you can use to delete, move, compose, etc. And I'm going to go, first of all, to the delete button.
Delete button.
And if I double tapped on that button, of course, it would delete the message which is being viewed. But if I double tap and hold with one finger, so do a one finger double tap and hold, it brings up a small menu.
Alert, trash message, button.
The first choice of that menu at the top would be trash message, which is probably why you opened it up in the first place and went to the delete button. But then if I flick from left to right,
archive message button,
I have the choice to archive the message, and if I double tap there, that message will be transferred immediately into archives. But in my case, I'm just going to flick from left to right and cancel
and
button. Double tap.
Hi Graham.
Now, that is one tip. Here's another tip, which is much more useful, I think, is if I go to the Compose button.
Delete button, reply, Compose button.
If I double tap on that, of course, it will start up a brand new message and I'll be able to fill in all the information and send it. But if I double tap and hold, it will bring up a menu which gives me access immediately into my messages, which are saved in the Drafts folder. And then I can just double tap on the message I want to edit and send, and it's a lot easier and quicker. So let's demonstrate that. I will double tap and hold with a single finger tap. Now I'll flick from left to right.
Cancel button.
That's the first choice that's available on the menu. Left to right again.
New message.
I'm not interested in doing that.
Previous drafts.
Flicking left to right, now I come to previous drafts. And on previous drafts, when I flick from left to right, it's going to give me all the emails which are sitting in my drafts folder. And I can just double tap on the one I'm interested in and it will bring it up, and then I can edit it and send it. So I'll just demonstrate that by flicking from left to right through the three and then double tap on the very last message to put that in the edit pane.
York Region Office and Trans, U.S. Army Records Division, Scotiabank. My account status. Hi Graham. 2. Scotiabank. Text field.
So there we have it. The message that I was in my draft folder is now ready for me to edit and change and do with it whatever I wish before I send it. Now, just as one last tip, I'm going to flick from left to right till I get to subject.
Add contact. cc/b subject, my account status, text field.
Okay, my account status is the subject, but let's suppose I want to change that. Now I can double tap there.
Subject, text field, is editing, my account status, insertion point at end.
The insertion point is at the end. Now I can double tap on the delete button and it will start to delete the characters one at a time as I double tap. And the first one, because it's account status, it's going to delete the S. Then it was going to delete the letter before the S, which is what? Status U. Okay, but there is a quicker way of editing this line if I want to put a brand new subject in. And I go to delete.
Delete.
And if I double tap and hold on the second tap, instead of just deleting the character to the left, it will keep on deleting, 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 deleting until such time as it gets to the beginning of all the text, or I lift my finger, whichever comes first. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to double tap and hold then with one finger on the delete button, and you'll hear it as it deletes all the text one character at a time.
S-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T
line, and I can now enter new text if I want into that subject. Now, this, of course, works everywhere, not just on this subject box. If you're in a search box in Amazon, for example, and you find that when you dictated or typed that it put the wrong thing in, you can just double tap, go to the end of the line, double tap and hold on the delete button, and then it will erase all the data in that line to save you doing it one character at a time. So anyway, I hope that this tip or these tips you find useful. Thanks to you, and bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.